From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In eastern Afghanistan last week, a U.S. Hellfire missile fired from a CIA-run pilotless plane killed three suspected al-Qaeda leaders. The Pentagon has said it had good intelligence on the men. There have been reports that one of the three was unusually tall, and that's fed speculation that perhaps he was Osama bin Laden. But in today's Washington Post, reporter Doug Strzok reports from Afghanistan that the men were in fact not members of al-Qaeda. He reports they were just locals looking for scrap metal. And the tall man in question was, Strzok reports, only 5'10", nowhere near Osama bin Laden's rumored 6'5" stature.
All of the local officials who have contacts here and the people in the area say that those who were killed were three peasants who were basically war scavenging. They were there to pick up scrap metal left over from the bombardments that the Americans have been carrying out in the area. They take the scrap metal into Pakistan, where they sell them for about $4 for 130 pounds.
What happened when you actually got to the scene of this attack?
Let me tell you where it is. It's about 30 miles south of the town I'm in now, Khost, Afghanistan, and it's, while relatively close, still a long and arduous journey to get there. One has to go by four-wheel drive vehicle through dry riverbeds and up some pretty steep and snowy mountains. I did that, and just as I was about to round the last small mountain, my driver noticed that there were American soldiers poised on the top of the hill with weapons. And as I got within 20 feet, I realized there was a whole squad of American soldiers there, and that they were pointing their weapons at me. They said, "Don't move or we will fire." They continued to train their weapons at me for about 15 minutes while I explained who I was, where I was trying to go, and their commander told me to freeze there, and he would radio his superiors. And at that point, I said, "Well, how about lowering the rifles," which they finally did. The local commander came back and said he had been in touch with his superiors and that I was not to proceed further. And I said, "Well, what if I do?" And they said, "You would be shot."
What was it that was going on at that point? This was well after the time of the attack, obviously.
Well, indeed, but the Pentagon had sent in 50 soldiers to try to, they said, collect evidence as to exactly what had happened and who they had hit with this Hellfire missile. And they didn't want any reporter to examine the scene either or to see what they were doing.
This particular attack was carried out with a missile, it seems, of extraordinary accuracy as it is launched by the pilotless aircraft that sees the target and then fires the missile. The question here doesn't seem to be, are the weapons causing what used to be called a lot of collateral damage, hitting other things, but are the targets being selected properly? Are they firing these accurate weapons at the right places?
Well, that's exactly the question, and that gets to the question of whether or not the Americans are relying on accurate intelligence. And the more that I've spoken to people in this area, it appears that the American troops are sometimes being misled by the tribal factions here, people who may have a grudge against other people and have directed the Americans to attack those people by persuading them that they're al-Qaeda. I think it's a serious problem. It's one that's going to backfire on what is largely goodwill in Afghanistan toward the Americans who have managed to oust the Taliban. But if these incidents like this continue to happen, I think that goodwill will evaporate very quickly.
Doug Strzok, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Reporter Doug Strzok of The Washington Post spoke to us from Khost in Afghanistan.